Some Kuf Lam Gimel Amud Beis. So we have this Breisa here, well-known Breisa. It says that a person doing Mila, so as long as they're not Polish from the Mila, as long as they're Osik in the mitzvah of Mila, so they Choser Bein Al Tzitzin Hama'akvin Bein Al Tzitzin She'ein Ma'akvin. Meaning to say that the Iker Mitzvah Menatayr to be Yotzi the mitzvah, you have to be Mal Rove of the Arla. Beis Hashem, we'll see a different time exactly what that means. You have to be mal all the things called tzitzin hama'akvin. However, the small amounts of arla midin tayr you can just leave there. But there's a shleimus in the mitzvah of mila. There's a hiddur to cut off every little bit of the arla. And therefore, as long as you're osik in the mitzvah, you go back for those tzitzin, even though they're not ma'akiv. And even though it's Shabbos, and every Maisa of cutting off would be a Maisa of Chilul Shabbos, but since Mila is Hutra, so therefore you're allowed to do the Hiddur, as long as that Hiddur is being done together with the whole mitzvah of Mila. However, once you were Pirish, you stop doing it, and you're mafsik in the mitzvah of Mila. Now, when you notice that you didn't cut off everything, you can't go back to cut off the tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin nesha Mila. And Rashi says, and the Torah says, that it's because of Shabbos. That since it's Shabbos, on Shabbos, you can't go back to fix up the Mila. Because since the Mila was done well enough that you yotzei the mitzvah min ha-taira, you cut off most of the Arla, so that little bit that's left, you can't be mechal Shabbos to go back for it. Because since you already made a hefsek, so you're no longer osik in the ikar mitzvah of Mila. So after you're mafsik, you can't go back to fix it up. On Chol, after Shabbos, so then the Torah understands, and this is where the Rama paskins, you do go back. There is a mitzvah to have things mahudr. The Gemara tells us that so too by every mitzvah, a person should have a lulavna, and a sukkahna, and a shofarna. All mitzvahs, every chesed mitzvah, someone should have, it should be nice, it should be na. And therefore, so too the bris milah. The bris milah should be nice. It shouldn't have little pieces of arla still there. It should be completely free of arla. And therefore, the Rama paskins that even though on Shabbos, he can't go back to fix those little bits because he was already mafsik from the mitzvah. But on Sunday, he should go back and he should fix up the job and make this a Sug Aleph perfect bris milah. So that's the psak of the Rama. Now what's the hesber? Why is that? Why is it that while you're doing the milah before you're mafsik, so then you can make as many incisions as you want. You could go back to make it perfect. But once you have a hefsik, you can't go back anymore. So what's the pshat of that? Right? Lamaisa, there's hiddur. It's a mitzvah to have a mahudr milah. So the way it's explained, the Beis Halevi explains it, and the Brisker Rav, the pshat is that ein achinami hiddur is docha Shabbos, but dafko, that hiddur is a part of the ikar mitzvah milah, the ikar maisa. So there's a maisa of milah, the ikar mitzvah, and as long as you're osik in the ikar mitzvah, so then you can continue cutting all the little tzitzin. Why? Because it's all one maisa. It's all one maisa of mitzvah. And therefore, it's all a part of the mitzvah of Yom HaShemini Yimul Basar Olaso. And therefore, it's all Docha Shabbos. But once you have a hefsek, and now you want to start a new maisa, the maisa is finished, so now you can't do the hiddur, because you're only going to do the hiddur that's enhancing the ikar maisa mitzvah. You have a maisa of mila. Before you make a hefsek, all the hiddur you do is enhancing that maisa hamitzvah of mila, which is docha Shabbos. But once you're mafsik, so now you're not being enhancing the maisa mitzvah anymore. Now, what are you doing? You're being mahadr the os bris. You have a nicer mila. The os bris is more bishlemus, but that's not enhancing the maisa mitzvah, the mitzvah you finished. It's just being a more mahadr os bris. So that's not Docha Shabbos. Meaning to be Docha Shabbos, it has to be a hiddur in the mitzvah. I mean, the Torah says, Bimal, the Arla, take off the Arla, and I want to take off the full shlemus of the arla. So as long as I'm not mafsik, when I go after the full, every little last bit of arla, I'm enhancing the mitzvah of taking off the arla. But afterwards, in a chenami, I'm going to make a nicer ospris, but that's not the Shabbos. So the Rambam's cholok, the Rambam says no. The Rambam says you only take off the tzitzit she'en ma'akvin when you're actually osik in the mitzvah, when you weren't perish. But once you're perish, you don't go back. But you leave the guy, the olam va'ed, you could leave those tzitzit she'en ma'akvin there. You just leave it there. Stay there. The guy does not have to have every last bit of arla off. You guys, the ikar arla off, he was yotzei the mitzvah, he was perish. Don't fix it. Even on Sunday, don't fix it. So that's the Rambam.
You don't have to, or you shouldn't?
This is you don't have to. If you don't have to, maybe, you can even say it's an iser being chovel if you do. Right? You shouldn't stamp cut yourself. So maybe you shouldn't. But he just says you don't have to.
Ramah says you must?
Ramah says you must. Midin hidr mitzvah. So the shaila is in the Rambam, there's a big shaila, is that why don't you have to fix up the mila? You should have a nice pair of tzitzis, why shouldn't you have a nice mila? So you could say pashit, you could say, okay, yeah, because the mitzvah to have a nice tzitzis, because that's a mitzvah tzitzis. Having a nice mila, that's not a mitzvah. That is a mitzvah to do a nice maisa of being mal. But who says it's a mitzvah your whole life that your mila should be nice? Right, so that would be a pasha teretz. So the Rambam didn't hold that there was such a thing of having a nice ospris. The problem is the pasha says it is a mitzvah. Why? Just from the pasuk. The pasuk itself says, "When umaltem es psar arlaskam v'hayo la'ospris." It should be for an ospris. If there's a mitzvah, it sounds like there's some level of mitzvah that a person should have a bris milah. Today, right now, we have a bris milah good. There's some level of mitzvah. There's a Gemara in Menachas Mem Gimel says that David HaMelech was standing naked in the bathhouse and had taken off his tzitzis and he felt bad. Oy vey, I don't have any mitzvahs. And he remembers, oh, I have my bris milah. Right? So you see, bris milah, there's some level of mitzvah there. Another raya you find in Shavuos Hadayanim, Masechet Shavuos says you have to, when you take a shavuah in Bezdin, you have to do what's called the Kitas Chepetz. When you take your shvuah, you have to have your hand holding onto a mitzvah. Generally, you have your hand holding onto a Sefer Torah. And that's learned from Avram Avinu, that when Avram Avinu was Mashpia Eliezer, he said, Simna Yotcha Tachas Yirechli, that he wanted him to have his hand by the Mila, because that was a Chefza Shel Mitzvah, and having a hand on a Chefza Shel Mitzvah was enhancing the shvuah. So you see, there is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to have a Mila, so L'chaira, it should be a nice Mila. Right, nice show for a nice meal. So one teretz I thought, just a pasha teretz, is what the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillin. The Rambam writes in halacha that mezuzah in a sefer Torah, you have to write sirtut. You have to, before you write it, you have to have lines. You line with you engrave lines in the sefer Torah, so that it should be beautiful, so that the letters should be straight. All the words should be totally straight, and that's a hiddur to Torah. However, by tefillin, you don't need that. The Gemara says, Megillah, you don't need that. And the Rambam says the reason you don't need that is because they're covered. Since the mitzvah of tefillin is that the cloth should be inside the bayis, and when shas the mitzvah, no one should see it. No one sees it. So the meila could be, that's why there's no, the Rambam says, therefore there's no mitzvah of sirtut. So you could say so to the bris milah. There's no mitzvah to go showing off bris milah, what a great bris I have, right? So therefore, my esrog I show up, but mila not. So therefore, there's no din of hiddur. So that's one thing. That's a pasha thing you could say. It's interesting. Divrei Cheskel here by us. Divrei Cheskel, Cheskel Abramsky. You heard from Masechet Shabbos. I actually first saw it in Rav Shlomo Warman's Sefer on Chanukah. They point out, if you look in the Rambam, he never brings the din of hiddur mitzvah. But b'chlal, they don't. Bechlal, they don't have it. I actually spoke to Rav Warman about this. Any place in the Gemara, we see the din of hiddur mitzvah is not brought in the Rambam. What Rav Warman suggested was that in the Gemara, it brings a braisa. It says, we learn from a vehu hiddur mitzvah, it's not a fun of mitzvah, and it says, Abba Shol says, you learn from van vehu, Aniva hu, that you should be done with Hashem. Zeh Kehli, and I want to be similar to him. And the Rambam brings down that drash of Abba Shol and does not bring down the halacha. He brings down the din of Abba Shol, but not the halacha of the snow in front of the mitzvahs. So that's the more extreme answer, to say the Rambam didn't hold by having anything. Even shofar, no, he doesn't bring, so therefore he didn't hold as an inin. Fine. Okay, in any case, halachal maisa, it should be, you should have a meal in nah, and therefore the ikur we hold is that of someone, I've never heard this happening, I don't know, but notice is that their arla is still there a little bit, they should see their local moha. Okay. Now, there's another nakuda in the Gemara, very interesting nakuda, very unclear. The Gemara says this din that we tell you, that if you're mafsik in the mitzvah mila, you don't go back to fix it up. So that din is tali on a yisodistik machlokus at shaykh by many mitzvahs. The Gemara tells us there's a machlokus in mitzvahs lechem apanim. The Torah says you should put the lechem apanim lefanei tamid. It should be tamid on the shulchan. So this is machlokus. The Rabbanan, which is where the Rambam Paskin says it has to be tamid, it has to be constantly on the shulchan. You can't take it off the shulchan even for a minute. Because if you take off the lechem apanim from the shulchan, for that minute, you've broken the tamid. It's no longer tamid because it's been a hafsek. Hasn't been there all day. The Gemara says, interesting comparison, the Gemara says, and so too by the Mila. If you have a break in the Mila, you don't go back to fix it up. Because it's been a break. The Hefsek has like stopped, it stopped the mitzvah. You stopped your mitzvah. However, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yossi says, no. Even, you're allowed to take the lechem apanim off the shulchan as long as it doesn't spend the whole day without lechem apanim on it. But even if you have a break, if you have lechem apanim in the morning on Shabbos, and then you take it off, and then a little bit later you put on the new lechem apanim, that's fine, that's called tamid. The fact that there's a hefsek there, it doesn't bother us. And the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, it would come out that the whole day you're allowed to go back to fix up your milah. The Gemara doesn't explain what exactly is the lumbus here. Right, so just to say the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say what we'd always think, is that once there's a hefsek, your maisa is off. Meaning if you're doing a maisa and you stop doing the mitzvah, right, definitely you have das that I'm stopping, I'm finished with the mila, and then he goes, oh, I still have to finish something. If you go back to finish it now, it's a new maisa. That's not defined as part of the original mitzvah. It's not a hemshek of the mitzvah, it's a new mitzvah. So the same way, if I take off the lechem apanim from the shulchan, and then I put on new lechem apanim an hour later, it's not considered that the lechem apanim was there tamid. It's not all one maisa of lechem apanim on the shulchan. It's considered, it's a new maisa. If it's a new maisa mitzvah, it's not tamid. Tamid means it has to be one. It can't be a new maisa. So that's the yisoid. So the Iker we paskin like the Rabbanan. Right? The Rabbanan, which is that if there's a hefsek in a mitzvah, the mitzvah's over. You can't go back to fix the milah. And the halacha of the Rambam paskin is like the Rabbanan, that you can't take the lechem apanim even for a second off the shulchan. It's every second. The chiyuv is every second. You can't have a hefsek even of a second in the Maisa HaMitzvah, right? So just interesting with that is, L'chor, that's the din that we find normally, is that if you do a mitzvah, right, the Gemara says in Sukkah, that if you're wearing tefillin and you go to the bathroom, come out, or stops, you take off your tefillin without asking to put them back on, so, and now you're going to put on your tefillin again, so you have to make a new bracha. Why do you have to make a new bracha? Because it's a new mitzvah. It's a new maisa hamitzvah. Could be that's shy, but maybe in shofar also. Right, the shofar, there's a chai adam, and the Rav usually announces in shul that no one should be mafsik until the end of all 100 kolos. Shouldn't be mafsik. So what's the heads for that? So the whole idea is that you really don't have to have 100 kolos. It's all a hiddur in the mitzvah. But it's dafka, if it, as long as there's no hefsek, even the davening is considered a part of the tkios, it's a chelik of the tkios. So in Mela, it's all one mitzvah and all becomes part of the hiddur. But if you have a hefsek, so now it's going to be a new maisa. It's new. It's not part of the mitzvah tkios shofar. This is new. Right, the famous Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi, I don't know if someone might recall, so it was Beis, I think Beis Memzayin. The Beis Halevi says, Misvara, he says that Lachaira, if a person takes Arba Minim and finishes with his mitzvah, and then later he comes across the most beautiful Arba Minim he finds, he ever saw, and he wants to take this Arba Minim to be more Mahudr. So he says, Lachaira, there'd be no reason to take that Arba Minim, because once you finish the mitzvah, and you've been pirish, you stop. So the mitzvah is finished. You could do it again, but it'd be a new maisa. New maisa. And since you're yotze the mitzvah, you're not a bar chiyuv anymore. And therefore, this new maisa is not going to be, not going to have chashivas. So that's the Rabbana. Rabbi Yossi is interesting. What's his pshat? He says something very strange. He says, Rabbi Yossi says, as long as it's for a minute, the lechem panim on the shulchan is called tamid. It's as if it's there the whole day. And therefore, you could go back, even if you have a hefsek, you could always go back to fix up the milah, because the whole day is all going to be considered one maisa. So why is it one maisa? You had a hefsek there. There's no lechem panim on the shulchan. Why is it as if it was? So that's Rabbi Yossi's a chiddush. L'chayr d'pshar, I thought to say, is that he's understanding that units of time in Torah go by a day. A day is one unit, it's one piece of time. You know, it's an interesting thing in Torah is that you don't have the word hour in the Torah, you don't have minutes, you don't have seconds, you don't have any unit of time. The only unit of time is what we're told in Bereshis, that the R was Kara Yom, and you have Yamim, and Chadashim, and Moadim, Shanim. But Yom is a unit. That's the unit, Yom. So Mela, he held in the mitzvahs, it's sort of like built in, that everything in one day, that's all but starved to the mitzvah. You kept the mitzvah. Tamid. The Shulchan is always without bread, because every day there's bread on it. The mitzvah smila, I went back to an hour later, but it's the same day. It's connected. It's one maisa. It's sort of this tziruf to a day. Now, it's an interesting idea. They're a little bit strange. What's interesting is that even though we don't hold like Rav Yossi, a little bit we do hold like Rav Yossi. A little bit we do actually do hold like Rav Yossi. We find another gemara, very important gemara, very important machlokas halacha l'maisa, and menachas sadi tas. The shail is do you have to learn Torah always, or could you just learn one thing in the day and one thing at night? It says v'gisa bo yom v'layla. So what do you have to do? Rosh Hashanah Be'achai, surprisingly, is the one who says that you could be yotzei Torah just by learning a perek echad. Rabbi Shmuel says no, you have to learn Torah constantly. Okay, we don't say this in Musar Shmuzim, because who do we hold like? The halacha l'gabi, this is that your Yotzei Talmud Torah is just learning one thing in the day and one thing in the night. So there's a pella, halacha Mishnah asked the kasha, Narendra Gemara, it seems to say that this opinion that you just learn a little bit in the day and that's enough to be Yotzei Mitzvah Talmud Torah, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who says that doing one thing in the day is as if you did it the whole day. That's Talmud. So Shaila is, Lechem Mishnah says, has the Rambam, the sounds of the Gemara, the Maskan is, you're Yotze with learning one parak a day. So Shaila is, how does the Rambam pass like that? He also passing like the passages of other Gemaras, that the Rabbanan, passing like Rabbanan, that the by Lechem Apanim, it has to be constantly on, that you can't have a hefsek at all, and so too by Mila, that if you're Pirish, you ain't a chozer. So how could you say by Torah, oh, a little bit of Torah a day, that's the whole day. A minute in the day is a day. How do you do that? So Lecha Mishnah says, and I'm going to embellish a little bit, he says the Pshat is no. Rabbi Yossi's Chiddush, we don't hold back. Rabbi Yossi's Chiddush says a little bit of day is not like the whole day. And it's Tamid. That's called Tamid. Lefanei Tamid, constantly, it's called constantly. That's a big Chiddush. That the Rambam doesn't hold. But there's a Yisod of Rabbi Yossi that we do hold like, which is, if you do a mitzvah, even for a minute a day, you have not been mevatel the mitzvah. It wouldn't be considered you were makayim it completely tamid, but you also haven't been mevatel the mitzvah. You know, the Rambam says you're yotzi the mitzvah of Torah with a minute a day. But if you want to keep the mitzvah kirai, then you have to be a masmit. Right? Then you have to learn day and night. If you want to be makayim the mitzvah kirai. So this is something you find in halacha, and we actually had it by us, the Gemara on Kuf Lamed Aleph. It says, right, Abaye says about all mitzvahs, with the enkvul lehem zman, to shaita v'shaita zimnehu. Says, mitzvahs that don't have a set zman, like mezuzah, every shaita v'shaita is a mitzvah. So passes that Gemara, sounds like really, mezuzah, you have to have it every second on your house, right? Sounds a lot like Rabbi Shmuel, who holds completely not like Rabbi Yossi, that you're only Yossi Talmud Torah if you're constantly learning. However, in Rashi's Lashon, he says, "B'kol yom shemeshah below tzitzis." He's talking about tzitzis. He's assuming that tzitzis is a mitzvah on the garment, even if you're not wearing it. He says, every day that you don't have tzitzis on, you're over ba'aseh. And so he's saying the truth with mezuzah. If you go a whole day, you don't have a mezuzah on, you're over ba'aseh. But if you have to check your mezuzah, right? You don't have to have another mezuzah there and put up the other mezuzah and take down. It's assumed you're allowed to take down the mezuzah, check it and put it back up. You should try to put it back up in the same day. Right? Your mezuzah will have to put it up in the same day. You shouldn't go, or at least you shouldn't go a day without mezuzah. You shouldn't have a day gone by without mezuzah. But the yisod is, l'chayra, the yisod is because we hold, like what we hold, like Rosh Hashanah Bayachai, by Torah, that Torah is enough to have a minute a day. So too, in a minimalistic way, you can be able to say mitzvah with a minute a day. The other, I'll just have the Rambam says in Hilchos Milah, his Lashon is, the beginning of Hilchos Milah, he says, kol yom v'yom, sheyavar Allah, Mashiach Gadol, the low Yamal Asatmo, Harehu Mavatal Mitzvah Sasei. As he said, so the Chaznish makes the Diyak. He says that every day you go in your life without having Rasmil, you're Mavatal Mitzvah Sasei. And also saying this unit of day. The other place we see it also by us in our parak, there's so much in our parak we didn't talk about, but on Kuf Lamed, by Tfilin. Tfilin, what's the Mitzvah of Tfilin? So the Mitzvah of Tfilin Pasha tells Rav Yochanan wouldn't walk 4 amos without wearing Tfilin. We wear Tfilin just during davening. So what is the Mitzvah of Tfilin? So there's a Ritzvah by us on Kuf Lamed. The Ritzvah points out something very interesting. Rabbi Shmuel Baal HaKnafayim, it says he was just an amazing person, so zarz in Tfilin, that even when it was Shas HaShmad, he kept his Tfilin on. He would not take off his Tfilin. Amazing. So that's the Ritzvah. Why is that amazing? It's in a Shas HaShmad, any mitzvah you have to be moser nefesh for. Why on earth would anyone have taken off their tefillin with Shas HaShmad? Answers the Ritva that no, the mitzvah of tefillin, the ikar mitzvah is just once in the day. The midas chasidus is to wear it the whole day. You want the shleimus. Oh, to be shleimus, oh, then you have to have the whole day. But minimalistically, one kiyum is a kiyum. We haven't been mevatel the mitzvah. To be tamid by lechem apanim, you need a complete kiyum. You can't have a second without the lechem apanim on it. Because be'etzim, it's not considered that's not much one ma'aseh the whole day. But to be a bittel mitzvah, you're only a vatel mitzvah if you completely don't do it the whole day. Right? So it comes out a little bit, we hold like a b'yosi. Right? So that could be the yishuv. Fine. Oh, so now we move weiter. A very hot topic here. Hopefully we could get through the whole thing today because we really don't have so much left. Sugya of Mitzitza. The Mishnah tells us you're molin and porim and you do Mitzitza on Shabbos, which is that the mole sucks the dam out of the mila. So a lot to talk about here. It's been very controversial the last 200 years or so. Many governments outlawing, especially in Germany, outlawing Mitzitza, Maskilim, using Mitzitza as a way of like saying how backwards we are. Barbaric, right? Sounds pretty barbaric. Can I tell you that? I think it sounds barbaric, right? Chalila, I'm just saying, but if you're a guy hearing, 15 years ago or so, the New York Board of Health tried to aser Mitzitza Bepeh. Dr. Kadish from Turo came down here to talk and tell us his thoughts on the matter. That they realized you don't mess with the Hasidim. And Baruch Hashem, they didn't aser it. But let's talk about it. Okay, we're going to talk about it. First of all, why we do it, right? Some say, why do we do it? Bechlal, right? The Gemara says you have to wash a baby with hot water before the mila. Well, it's a good idea. It gets rid of germs, but today we're much more, we have very good antiseptics, and we don't worry about it so much. I mean, even earlier, at some time, they stopped worrying about this. The kamon. Kamon is something that helps fight bacteria. Also, but we have better things today, right? So why do we do why do we still insist on doing Mitzitza? Can you do it with a tube? There are some communities that do it with a tube, some Gedolim who said it's okay to do it with a tube. So what's it about? What's the whole thing about? So if you start learning our Gemara superficially, even more than superficially, even if you learn it very well, you probably come up with the idea that Mitzitza is just for Sakana. Why? Because Rav Papa says that if an Uman meaning a Mohel, maybe it'll also mean a bloodletter, but an Uman who isn't Mayitz, it's a Sakana and a Virma. You have to fire him right away. And the Gemara says that it's really Pashto because it's Docha Shabbos. He says, Gemara says, yeah, because, but Rav Papa's don't even know that it's Chil Shabbos drawing blood. And Afal Pikein, you see, you do it on Shabbos, you see that it's a Sakana. And because if it wasn't Sakana, why would he be Mechal Shabbos for it? It must be a Sakana. And therefore, if the Moal does do Mitzitza, you fire him. Fine. So what does it sound like? It sounds like it's Dama Sakana. Oh, so there are those who say that it's a mitzvah. Have to see where they're coming from. One of the first to say, most befavorish, I saw in the Levush Reish Samach Vav, he says Mitzitza is a part of the Iker Hamila. You see the Shitlaran also, he says it as a suffix. He says, is Mitzitza a part of the Iker Mitzvah, or is it just a part of the Refuah? And he says, the Shaila is telling on this, is what if somebody did the Mitzitza and they realize there's a little bit of the Arla they didn't cut off? So he says, if it's Refuah, you're already Porish from the Mitzvah Mila, so you can't go back to fix up your Mila. But if Mitzitza is a Chelik of the Mitzvah Mila, you can still go back. The Ram leaves it as a Safek. In the Rambam, he seems to say it's a Mitzvah, because the Rambam, I'll tell you what the Rambam writes, he says, Osim kol tzarchei mila on Shabbos, malin uporin umotzitzin. He puts it all together. The chozer al tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin, and it could be chozer on the tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin. The nosen alav esplanas, and he puts on the bandages. So it sounds from the Rambam that the mitzitza goes together with the mila and the priya, and even after you finish the mitzitza, you can still fix up the mila. Which l'chayra is mashma that he holds that the mitzitza is still part of the mitzvah smila. So.
How is it?
He's medayik like this. It's the stechemet. A lot of the stechemet has a huge amount on this.
Doesn't
it's a huge
Mishnah
amount.
Say,
what?
Doesn't the Mishnah group it together? What does the Mishnah say?
So you're saying the Mishnah. Let's state in Mishnah. Osen kol tzarchei mila molin porno motzisin v'nosin aleha isplanis. Right, it doesn't mention a word about going back for the in the Mishnah doesn't say anything about going back for the tzitzit chen ma'akvin. And the Rambam, though, he puts it in, that you go back for tzitzit chen ma'akvin, but he puts it in after motzitzin, before the nosin asplanis. So l'chaira, it's meduyuk, that until after the mitzitza, it's considered you weren't poresh for the mitzis mila. Can you hear the diuk? It's not a diuk we would have made ourselves, right, necessarily, but it's when you have the ran, the emesis is many I'll tell you some other makoros. The Psik de Zutrasi, which is a medrash from the 11th century, he just writes, Mitzvah limso stam hamila, he says as a mitzvah. The Zohar HaKadosh in Tikkuni Zohar, Tikkun Lamed Zayin, if you do Tikkunim. So it just says there that there are three klipos rows that we take off by mila, and he says it's the mila and the pri and the mitzitza. Each is taking off one of these klipos. In the Geras Hashemara, the Rambam, he has a medrash. The medrash only shows up this way in the Geras Hashemara, the Rambam. But the medrash, he says that Moshe was Mal, Yeshua was Perea, and Aaron was Motzeis. Sounds like this isn't just refuah. It sounds like this is part. It'd be nice if it's true. It would be nice if it's true. Why? Because if not, so why tackle would we still do it? If Stam Doctor tells us you don't have to do it, yeah. So how could it be? So the Seichem says something beautiful. He says, no, he says he thinks the opposite. He says, look at Rav Papa. What's Rav Papa telling me? He's not telling me why we do Mitzitza. Mishnah says we do Mitzitza. He doesn't come and say, why do we do Mitzitza? He tells you a Chiddush, that it's a Sakana, and therefore if you didn't do it, you fire him. What do you tell me? Just tell me why you do Mitzitza. It's because of Sakana. If it's Sakana, I can figure out. You shouldn't let people do sakanas. Like, what's Rav Papa coming to say? He's like adding a din that we fire the mo'al. Like, you mean to explain the Mishnah? You understand what we do? If what's that kind of? Why would we do it? You know, why would he do it? It's not such a normal thing to do. Right? I saw the Levush Mordechai points out. Levush Mordechai Epstein has a piece about this. All these, the etzem, you shouldn't do it. It's Baal Tashak. It's a disgusting thing to do. Right, you're not supposed to put something disgusting into your mouth, right? Why would you do it? I thought you had a reason why you were doing mitzitza. They understood you do mitzitza. What's his chiddush? Oh, there's a sakana there from Avirano. So he says something beautiful. The Stei Chemet says something beautiful. Bava Basra Chaf Aleph, he quotes a Gemara. The Gemara says there that if you find someone who's doing a job and is doing something wrong, crooked, or not doing it well, so Masrinim Bey, you have to give him a warning. You don't fire him right away. It says, but some things, if you find they're doing things wrong, you're Mavirinlo, you fire them. And one of them is an Umna. If an Umna is not doing his job right, you fire him. And the Gemara says, because it's a Pseida Delo Hadar. It's a loss that can't be replaced. So it says there in the Rimagash, it says the Pshat is an Uman. It's like an Uman who doesn't do Mitzitza. He doesn't do Mitzitza. Mavirlo, you fire him right away because he might kill somebody. Your face is going to kill somebody. You don't warn them. You don't give them second chances. So you have to fire. So a puppet was coming to say, this is Sakana. You fire him. No, don't tell him. Don't give him a Chizik Shmooze. Don't tell him, oh, the mitzvah of mitzitza is so dear, you should do it. No, fire him, because it's sakana. So Stei Chemet says, no, it is a mitzvah. It's just that Rav Papa was telling me, in addition to being a mitzvah, it's also a sakana. Now, if it's a mitzvah, okay, let's just say it's a mitzvah. We're saying we have a little bit of right, it's a mitzvah. It's not what would the mitzvah be? So the Avni Nezer, he also likes to wants to defend the Tzad as a mitzvah, Simon Shun Lamed Vav. So he says it's a mitzvah because it's part of the mitzvah of being Matif and Dam Bris. There's a mitzvah in Mila to have damp wrists, right? This isn't mentioned. It's not mentioned the chara because it comes automatically, perhaps. But mol impor motzitzim, there's a mitzvah you have to have damp wrists. You know, there's a din we'll talk about, but it's Hashem, the nedzer, we should get to it. That if someone, right, if a ger is megayer and they already had the bris done, or a katan is born and he doesn't have an arla, so we still are matifim damp bris. There has to be damp bris, and therefore we prick him, we'll talk about it more, and we get damp bris. You need damp bris. It's a mitzvah of having damp bris. Right, we saw in Kofla Medala, says Rav Nasan Abadli saw a baby, and the baby was yellow. He says, you can't do the meal, he doesn't have damp bris. There's something called damp bris. That's a chelik of mila. So that's part of mila is this damp bris. So says Avnei Nezer, the Chazal, when they're understanding what is considered damp bris, so the damp bris is the bris, the dam that normally comes out from mila. He says since. Definitely be my chazal, we'll talk about our days, but the only way, safe way to do a bris, you have to also do a metzitza. But mela, all that blood is called part of dam bris. It's all part of dam bris, and it's all a chelik or a hider in the mitzvah, in the bris, in the krisis habris. It's part of the krisis habris, and therefore it gets a din of mitzvah. It's part of mitzvah's damp bris. Fine. Also, the caption is, let's go back, okay? Let's go back. Okay, so it is a mitzvah. Let's let mitzvah be a mitzvah as part of the mitzvah damp bris. One second. So then it should be docha Shabbos. The Gemara says, the fact that it's docha Shabbos shows a sakana. Why can't it be docha Shabbos? Because it's part of damp bris. Right? I mean, they're saying something very nice. We're saying something very nice. But why doesn't the Gemara understand? If it is part of the mitzvah smila, let it be docha Shabbos. What do I have to say sakana? Right, so it seems to say it's not a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It should be docha Shabbos. Oh, so the answer that's said here is a beautiful teretz. Halvai we get there on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, but it's a ritzvah there on Kuf Lamed Zayin. The ritzvah points out the Gemara talks about a baby who got his meal before the eighth day. So on Shabbos, we don't do anything to him. We don't even do a tafsam bris to him. Why not? So the ritzvah says there that the mitzvah of tafsam bris, it's a mitzvah, but it's not docha Shabbos. Dam bris is docha Shabbos. Meal is docha Shabbos, but not dam bris. So what's he talking about? Why should that be? This is very unclear. My thought is that the MS. I find an interesting thing that the bris, of course, is given twice. It's given once to Avram Avinu. We'll talk about it in the other sometime, that it's given to Avram Avinu, not just the Klal Yisrael, even descendants of Avram Avinu who aren't Klal Yisrael might have to do bris. Bez Hashem will see. It's bris Avram Avinu. And then there's the bris that's given in Tazria, B'yom HaShmini Yimel Basar Olaso. And the Gemara says, Gemara by us, and other places, says that the mitzvah of Tazria is given because that's mechad, that's telling us a mitzvah that it's docha Shabbos. Uba yom hashvini, meaning it's docha Shabbos. After Sinai, we got Shabbos. This is docha Shabbos. Well, now it's interesting, in Tazria, it doesn't mention, the pasuk doesn't mention the word bris at all. It doesn't say anything about being a bris. It just says, yimul basar alaso, circumcised, take off the arla. By Avram Avinu, the whole theme there is, this is my bris. My bris I'm giving to you, it should be in your basar. This is my bris with you. If someone doesn't do that, they're being made for my bris. It's all about the bris. So I would suggest like this. Getting off the arla, that's all docha Shabbos. Even getting off all the arla is docha Shabbos, because that's part of the mitzvah of being mal. Dam bris is not itself a mitzvah of being mal. Mal is removing the arla. Dam bris is part of being koros a bris. It's getting a bris. Memela, the mitzvah of getting a bris, that's a different mitzvah. That's part of a mitzvah that was said to Avraham, we didn't have a bris, but that was not docha Shabbos. It's interesting, in a bris, hopefully we'll have time to talk about this more, there's two brachos. There's Al Mitzvah Shmila, and there's another bracha of Lachnisa V'Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu. Because the emphasis is two things going on. You're getting rid of the arla, and you're having a bris. You're bringing the kid into the bris. So, actually, you could say that the dam is part of bris. Dam is a din of bris. It's not a part of mila. Just say where we get it from. Rashi quotes. Rashi quotes Amud Dalet says the din of dam bris. Rashi quotes the pasuk of Zechariah. He says gamma tabu dam brischa. Right by Har Sinai and Har Mishpatim, they sprinkle the blood on Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu says hine dam habris. There's an in of dam bris. Another place you have in the Torah, Pasuk Yishalmi brings into the discussion of Bris Mila, is Tzipora. She does a bris, and it says there, she says, Chasan damim matali, and she says, Chasan damim lemulos. Right, in Parsha Shmos, you probably saw the Pasuk, had no idea what it meant. It's not clear. Can't talk about it completely here. But Chasan damim lemulos. It talks about the dam Mila. The Inun of Dam Mila as part of this bris, after the Lashon Chasan Damim Lemulos, I'll just say, Al Derech Machshava, Chasan Damim, Chasan is Chasana, it's like marriage of Dam and Mulos, maybe also has that idea that maybe it has that idea that Mila has something to do with marriage also. Like we say, Kshem Shnech the Bris Kenin Kanes the Torah L'Chuppah. Right? It says, Chatan, the relationship between Ish and Isha, we find the Malachi is called a Bris. It says, Eishes Brisecha. A person's wife is called the wife of your Bris. The Gemara says that Amdam Besulim. It says that a woman, there's more ksuva for a woman who's a psula, because it says, Eini she koreses bris, ela isha aso so kli. That there's no bris. The bris between isha and isha is only if the man broke the dam besulim and made her into a kli. Here's Gemara ksuvas. Right? The bris of Mila also, the chayra has that in you, that the bris is for the kedusha of the chibur between isha and isha, and has a din of dam. So she's saying, chasan damim lamulos, that this Indian is an Indian of bris and kesher through dam. Okay, you can think about that. But what I want to bring out as one nakuda is that it could be the Indian of dam and the Indian of mitzitza is an Indian, is a hiddur of bris, but it's not part of the Iker Mrs. Mila, if it's not the Cheshavis, but avada, that's the Iker of this mitzvah that we are, Beis Hashem, not going to let the health department or anyone else take away from us. Oh, so what about health? What about health, right? Yeah. Get our kids sick. Khalila. Right? There's viruses.
Are there?
There are viruses, so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about it. So first let's talk about in general. And then we'll talk about there are viruses and the downside of the dangerous side. But first of all, is it healthy to do mitzitza? So my take is that people learning this thought that no, of course not. That's a terrible idea to suck a wound. Binyam, you thought that?
No, it's just
you didn't think that. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry.
I was
Choshev B'Ksheir. You Michael me? Okay, thank you. Oh, okay. The thought went through my head. You shouldn't think the thought didn't go through my head. Okay, I'll just tell you. I looked around. I have one thing on my seat that I printed out. Just first of all, sucking a wound, just suctioning itself, of a cut. It helps for the healing. They've been found that it heals better. Why? Because it doesn't swell. It's Pharisee Yisrael already mentions this on the Mishnah here. It stops swelling, so it'll heal better. It also gets out the infections. If there's an infection, you know, in a hospital setting, it might not be as extreme. But if there's been infections that have gotten into the broken skin here, it sucks it out and cleans it out in a way you can't otherwise clean it out. So actually do this today. This is something that's done, like people. One of the things done to people with wounds is that they suction it. So that itself. The other thing I found is that the saliva has in it all sorts of things, all sorts of hormones and enzymes that are targeted to heal a wound. Right? So they looked into this because animals, all mammals, have a minute of licking their wounds. Even people. Like, we don't do it because we don't do it. But there is a certain instinct, apparently. Some say this is why people kiss their kids' boo-boos. of sucking or at least licking the wounds. We find the Mishnah Kalim Perkhesa talks about a woman, someone who cuts their finger and sucks it. Why would there be such a reflex like that? So they discover there's things in there that first of all act as an antiseptic to kill bacteria and the viruses. Also, it actually stimulates healing in the body and stimulates the blood to clot properly. I'm not saying we should necessarily do this, but this is definitely a very real thing. So it's Pharisee Yisrael, he says it definitely does heal. He says the problem is that the doctors tell us that they have better ways to do it. Better ways without introducing things from the mouth. You don't want to have, the mouth itself isn't sterile. So he says, Pharisee Yisrael says, Afal Pikein. He says, since by us it does heal, and it could be they have a different way to do it, maybe that would work better, but this is our way to do it, so therefore we do it. I mean, therefore it's not considered that it's not Sakonis to the Fashos. It's still considered that it's helping for Sakonis to the Fashos, and therefore it's still mutter to do it on Shabbos. Now, there's a lot written about this, and it came out that the governments were really maligning Klal Yisrael, which wasn't a nice thing. You should know Klal Yisrael lasts 200 years. There's enough, you know, so many maskilim. And the Rabbanim who were matter using a tube, which is why many use a tube, big Rabbanim, probably most notably is the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer, you know, the Hasidish world will kill. You know, you're not taking away a minhag from the Hasidish world, as the health department found out. But even he said you could use a tube. Many Rabbanim came out, some came out asering. Lemais, I'll tell you, Rav Moshe, not in print, but said over from Rav Ruvain and others. I heard from Rav Belsky, I heard him give a share on the topic. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashiv, you know, when it was going on, they really asked everyone. They all said to keep doing it. You know, many people do it with the tube. I asked to have it done with the Peh Mamish. But if it's with, they all say the same thing. And if you look at the truths that are matter, they say it's okay, but they say because it's such a problem. Either they were written when there was an actual machla going around, or or the government was being gozer against it. They were getting such backlash, they said do it with the tube. Without any problem, if you'd ask me, I'd say it's better to do it without a tube. Okay? It's, the closer you get to the Hasidic world, the more the Molim will do without a tube. So Rav Belsky was also a Moel, you know, he's a big posik in America, tzaddik posik. So he very much pushed for doing Metzitza Peh Mamish. And the reasons, we'll just say the reasons, you know, the partial reason just out of the food itself, we're saying the saliva helps, the Molim claimed that with a tube you cannot get a good suction. It doesn't really suction because it's just not the tube on the mouth. Just, they say it doesn't really do it. But more so, what really makes things intense is that there seems to be al pi kabbalah sources that it should be done by peh. One of the sources. First, I'll say a somewhat nigla. Just a few. Rabbeinu Ephraim al HaTorah is a Rishon. So he writes, Bepeh, he says, he discusses that the Mila is like a carbon. Many Chazals compare Mila to carbon. Right? Like by carbon, it says that a carbon should be 7 days under its mother. Yom Hashmini, you could give it to Hashem. It says so to the Mila. And it's like a carbon. A lot of Chazals comparing Mila. If I find the pasuk by Karim Pesach, it says you should make the Pesach and it should be Mal Avi Zachar. Chazal say just like the Pesach is Lishma, the Mila has to be Lishma. There's a lot to do there. So he says that just like by carbon, the dam of the carbon is the Ikur Kapara, and you put your Makabla Bakli and then your Zorikit. He says so too, we're Makabla the dam Mila in the Peh. The Sefer Yetzira. If you ever learn Sefer Yetzira, yeah, Shem, you learn Sefer Yetzira, of course. So the very beginning, even if you just got through the beginning, so it has a whole, the first piece there, second piece. It's all about that there's two brisim in a person. There's the bris of Mila, and there's a bris in the Peh. Right? There's two brisim. What are the two brisim? The brisim you find in the Daram Lamed Beis says that there's two brisim. It says when the pasuk says Lo brisi yom v'layla chukos shemaim, says there's two brisim. There's a bris of the mila. The other bris is the bris of the pes. The pasuk says Al pi hadvar me'elu krasi bris es Yisrael. Chazal darshan that the bris with Yisrael was nichrus only on Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbal Peh, which is the mouth, is the bris. Right, many things. Right, in benching we say al brischa shechasamta v'sereinu and al talrascha shlemadatanu. Right, by bris we say sekhem nechnechus bris keni kanes the Torah. Many in Yonim like this. You find that Ri says milas gematria peh, and that Ri says that when a person is motivated to the dam into the peh, he's being maila the bris. The bris to the madrigas of Peh. So what does he mean by that? So I'll just we'll just say it's a little bit alderach nister. I'll just say in the Sefer Yetzira, so it discusses that there's a person has 10 toes. 5 on each side, and it says the mila is in between the 10 toes, and it's like the mechaber between the 5. You have 5 and 5, and the mechaber is the mila. Okay, hear that? Okay, there's Gemara's that actually called the mila an etzba, referred to euphemistically. That's the mechaber. It says on the upper part of the body there's 5 fingers on each side, and in the middle is the tongue. Tongue is also. Together, right, 10 plus 10 and 2 is 22, is connected to the Chaf Beis Osios. And the middle being these two things, which are both the Chibur and what creates the bris, it connects the sides, right? What are the whole Richus, the Luchus, you have a 5 on each side, and that's the bris. You have 5 bris on each side. A bris bin Absarim, there are 5 animals, a lot of that. It's the Chibur, the bris. The lower part of the body, under the belt, the bris is the mila, the upper is the pad. They're both part of connecting. They're connecting, but there's, you know, it's interesting that euphemistically Chazal call relations with one's wife deeper. Pal peh. Right? The pal pal dabrabo is that the relationship is in the peh, pal peh, and the zivug, the chibur. So, my brother Danny, who's going through Sefer Yetzira, so he told me his Varan Sefer Yetzira, this is something beautiful. He pointed out that if you look in the Aleph Beis, so there's a first group of 11 and a second group of 11, right? From Aleph to Chaf and then from Lamed to Taf. The middle of the first 11 is the letter, is Vav, 6, is the middle of the first 11. The middle of the second group of 11 is the Pei. So what is it? It's the Peh, and the Vav is the Vav HaChibur, which is connected to the Mila. And the Mela, those two things, they have a connection. But what's that Voda? The Voda is, says Dari, is you're being Mala at the Kedusha. You're being Mala at the Dam from the Arla, right? The Dam, like Dam Carbon. You're saying the Dam is the Nefesh HaBehemus. It's in the Arla. The Arla is in the Aver, which is the Taiva. And the Arla is that which is extra, which is not Latachlis, and you're being Malet Latachlis, right? In Nista, they're very into this idea that part of the Mrs. Bris is that the Bris should be used for Kedusha, for Chibur, to Ish V'Ishto, and the highest level of Chibur, Ish V'Ishto, is that it's on the physical level. But to be Malet, that it shouldn't be used, not Latachlis. So that's the Indian of being Malet to the Kedushas of the Peh, the Peh of Torah, the Madrega of the Kesher, of Ruchni's Kesher, and to be mal of the gashmis kesher to that madrega. So that's the inyan that said. Lemaisa, I'll just tell you what Rav Belsky said at the end of history on this topic. He ended with a maisa from Rav Yaakov. Okay, I'll just tell off the health. Okay, fine. He ended with a maisa from Rav Yaakov. That Rav Yaakov said in Vilna there were everyone did matzitsa b'peh except for two moholim who did it with the tube. Okay, a lot of gedolim say they do it with the tube, but there were two who didn't do it b'peh. They both died from terrible machlos in their mouths. Okay.